Libya and the raw politics of U.S. military involvement in protecting Libyan civilians. Under the War Powers Act of 1973, the president has to get congressional authorization for military action within 60 days after it begins, or the mission has to stop within the next 30 days. That's the law. Whether you agree with it or not, that's the law. It was a law passed under President Richard Nixon to be a hedge on executive power. President Obama formally notified Congress about the action in Libya on March 21st, but did not seek a prior approval. Well, today is the 60-day deadline. Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky is one of the few on Capitol Hill who's been insisting the Obama administration follow the law. Well, late today, we learned that President Obama sent a letter to congressional leaders expressing his support for a Senate resolution that would approve the mission in Libya, but nevertheless, the 60-day deadline has passed. I spoke with Senator Paul a few hours ago, right before we learned about the president's letter. So, Senator Paul, is the president of the United States about to start breaking the law here?
Well, actually, I think he's been in violation of the War Powers Act for some time now, but now he's getting ready to be also in violation of the 60-day requirement that he report to Congress and get authorization within 60 days.
I mean, are you talking about this because, in part, you're opposed to the U.S. involvement in Libya, or would you be talking about this if it was any military action that had gone 60 days without congressional authorization?
I do have questions about whether Libya has anything to do with our national security, but the thing is, it's really most important is not the specifics of the war, but the specifics of the Constitution, because what I fear is an unlimited presidency, and someday we have a president who starts World War III without permission of Congress. That's a very, very dangerous precedent. And I guess what really upsets me is he had time to go to the UN, he had time to go to the Arab League, and so some say, oh, he has permission from the UN, so it's okay. Well, boy, if that's what we're living under, we really are completely ignoring our own Constitution. We never wanted one person, the president, to be able to decide to take us to war. We always wanted the debate between a president and a Congress so we didn't go to war willy-nilly, or we didn't go to war without careful consideration.
There are some who argue, well, maybe the War Powers Act itself is unconstitutional. It's never really been tested at the Supreme Court level.
Right. Well, the thing is that we rule on the Constitution all the time, and once a law is passed by Congress and signed by a president, it is the law until the Supreme Court overturns it. And I believe in the rule of law and that we restrain and control the powers, and we don't give unlimited power. And I think it's a very dangerous precedent if we let this go forward.
There's a quote here from the Deputy Secretary of State, James Steinberg, who said, "We are actively reviewing our role going forward. Throughout, the president has been mindful of the provisions of the War Powers Resolution. He's acted in a manner consistent with it. He will continue to do so." That doesn't really mean anything. I mean, saying he's acting consistent with it and yet not actually, you know, following it, I don't quite understand what that means.
That's kind of government gobbledygook as far as I can tell. But what I would say is he's already in violation. The War Powers Act says there's only three reasons a president can go to war: declaration of war by Congress, authorization of force by Congress, or imminent danger. I think even myself agrees that the president, under extraordinary times, if we're attacked, or if there's a terrorist attack or a nuclear attack, the president can take action. But just think, if the president were a real leader, here's what would have happened. When Libya escalated and we were out of session and he declared war while we were out of session, which is a little bit suspicious to begin with, if he were a true leader, he would have called us back. Every one of us, within 24 hours, would have been back. He should have come to Congress, spoken to a joint session of Congress, and said, "I need the power to go to war. This is why." And explained to the people.
Didn't Ronald Reagan, though, send Marines into Lebanon back in 1982, and it took a year before Congress acted?
We haven't always followed the law. I'm not saying that we haven't always obeyed the law correctly, but I can tell you, had I been there then, I would have insisted on voting also. But there is no reason in the world why this shouldn't be openly, publicly debated. We go week after week in the Senate and do nothing. I feel like sometimes I should return my check because I go up, they do no votes and no debate. Look at this horrendous
debt
crisis.
Really? You feel like that?
We don't debate that either.
You feel like you're not doing anything?
Yes,
there?
I feel... Absolutely. We go up week to week and there's no debate in Congress, no debate in the Senate. We sit idly by. Some weeks we vote on two or three non-controversial judges and we go back home.
Why is that?
It really... I'm trying to get a vote on Libya. They say they don't have time. I was told that when I wanted to bring up my resolution on Libya, which I did force them to, but I had to kind of...
You got tabled like 90 to 10.
Yeah, and they weren't too happy with me because I used some parliamentary procedures to gain access to the floor, and they came running down to the floor. They were apoplectic that I had taken over the floor. And the thing is that we should be having these debates on the floor. They don't want to have any debate. I'm asking right now to vote on Libya. I have a resolution saying we're in violation of the War Powers Act. It's hard for me to get the floor unless I somehow sneak on the floor when no one's looking to try to get a vote. Why would we not want to debate great constitutional questions? When I ran for office, that's what I thought. There will be great and momentous debates on the floor. We don't have any because they prevent the debates from ever even beginning.